it, director of his here receiveth us not. He's refusing the fellowship of the apostle and the brethren. Mm-hmm. But if you look at 1 John chapter 1, what we find is that which we have heard and seen declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. Mm-hmm. The apostles. So the apostles are inviting others to have fellowship with them is because truly, he says, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ. Now, in refusing this fellowship, which the apostles have given to us, the truth, now what does it show? It shows it is very hard. We cannot really know, but it casts doubt on his position, whether he was a believer or he was just a professor of faith.
So what we see in all of this, the way the apostles speak at other occasions, what was here as a result of the flesh is not of God. Mm-hmm. That's not its source. What is good, that is of God. And that's how the only way we are able to judge of how we receive it or not. We cannot determine. We wouldn't know of many that are they really the Lord's. But Timothy tells us, or the apostle and Timothy, the Lord knows them that are his. He gives us examples in each of the epistles of two individuals. Those individuals, definitely, they were not of God. They were enemies. But how many followers did they have? And many may have been led astray. And so following in that trend, in that course, is if we follow in that course, well, that's not of God. We do not give evidence by that action that we are acting for God or for His interest in this scene. So that cannot be justified. And so this is, I think, the great principles that are pointed out to us here. And wonderful to know the apostle. He says, when I come, I will remember his deeds. Not only his words or what he didn't, or how he refused what the apostle, or as our brother pointed out, he really did not identify with the fellowship of the apostles, as John did. But now he's going to go there and point this out. And notice, remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, neither doeth he himself receive the brethren. And so there, this goes beyond, really, what you might say could possibly be a believer. We would say that. And casteth them out of the church, even going to that extent. So this is a work of the enemy. And he uses whomever he can use as a tool. But a believer has been delivered from that. So I think we can go as far as what the scripture does and leave it there. Then it will be the most helpful an example for us to follow.
And he, to me, is the first that the Nicolaitans. Yes. That is what the apostle John spoke about in Revelation, started with Ephesus first. The conqueror of the people. The first indication of a clergy system where you have two layers of people, two group of people, one who have the right to do and they have the only right and no respect at all for what God has invested in the local assembly or in the assembly of God. To me, this is the first indication of that attitude. It is a matter and it come like, well, we need some kind of somebody who take charge and somebody take care of things because, and we have this human tendency to give it to somebody and everybody sits back. That's not the order in the assembly of God. And in the church of Ephesus, one of the commendation in Revelation chapter 2 is that they have examined that and they hated that work of the Nicolaitans, which is that very thing. God hates that kind of stuff. And here, I think this person here was that probably one of the first indication of how this whole clergy system have developed. And it's so easy to sit and talk about it among ourselves and we say, we don't have it. Let's be very careful not to create one.
Just a question. So when John comes, and he remembers the deeds. Now, is this going to be a use of his authority as an apostle, or is it going to be John's going to bring the teaching in person and just the moral authority that John would bring? Like what? Okay, it's very well for John, now the apostle John's going to come and stand against his brother. But just practically speaking, if it occurs in our days, just bring the sound teaching, like it's, like what do you think John was going to do when he remembers this deed?
May need a strong word. It might have to be a strong word.
I mean, Apostle Paul, he has delivered, you know, two men. One is Alexander, the coppersmith.
Yes.
To the power of David.
I truly believe he would bring first Christ. And secondly, if it was of necessity to apply his apostolic authority, then he would do that. But definitely, there is nothing greater to than even the Apostle Paul as an apostle. He could say, I have fought against beasts. It doesn't mean that because he's an apostle, everybody's going to behave. But the apostolic authority might do something with authority to deal with such a man then. Right away, right now, we don't have apostolic authority. All what we have is the Scripture. Right. And the thing that we can present before the saints of God is to bring Christ himself and to have and obtain his mind, the mind of humility. Let this mind be in you. And brethren, that's the best ministry that we could remind ourselves, is not to be boastful and try to be the preeminent one, when the one who is the preeminent one took the lowly place. And I think this is a ministry that is needed.
But I wonder, Joe, if he ever went. I wonder if he ever went to there. Because we would say, well, unfortunately, we don't have the Apostle John now to deal with Diotrephes. What are we going to do? I don't know. He might. But I don't know if he ever went. And it left for us, because exactly he's telling us what he will do. He doesn't speak about his apostolic authority or his... He's saying exactly what he is going to do. Reminding him, bring facts to the matter. He said, I am going to remind him of what he did and what he said. It's exactly bringing fact to confront that person with the things that he said and the things that he did. You and I have the same resources, that when something that's contrary to the word of God, to the assembly order, we could say the same thing. I can't say, well, I wish I have the Apostle John now to come and help me. Well, Paul said, if I tarry, that you might know how to behave yourself in the house of God, I think.
I wonder, you know, brethren, that whether the answer to this isn't exactly in the book of Revelation. See, this was written, as we said at the beginning, about a quarter century after Paul's death, after Paul's last epistle. And he already says in 2 Timothy, all that are in Asia have forsaken me. And there already he experienced this departure, this falling away. Was there recovery after Paul? No, there wasn't. There was a gradual going down. And so what do you think, 25 years after the Apostle Paul, and John himself now didn't find the following through his result? He was actually now the prisoner and was given as that to write the judgment, the Lord's judgments in his judicial character of the seven churches of Asia, and pointing out that unless they repented in Ephesus, he would remove the candlestick. And that's what happened in the last epistles of Laodicea. So those conditions were developing fast at that time. But we have the writings. And this is so wonderful. The things that John gives us are those things that would never fail. And this is what we brought before us. All that we have in Christ. And all the foundation truths found in him carried out perfectly. They are given to us as a resource. The Spirit of God is given to us. And there, in dependence on him, in true humility, we cannot boast of any step of obedience that we take as though we did it and you're not doing it. No, if we do it, it's been his grace that has brought it to us. And that's where we are today, right here as we're sitting here.
Well, I wonder, just going back to what you said, if that's what the Apostle John is doing in writing this letter to Gaius and then bringing in Demetrius, two men who are strong in the truth, so that if he's unable to go there and stand against this brother, you have two men who are strong in the truth, not with apostolic authority, but they're strong in the truth. And what you need to stand against is the truth that's found in the Word of God.